What do you put ketchup on?
I put ketchup on ketchup things.
Like what? What's a ketchup thing? Other than French fries, what do you put ketchup on?
Hamburgers, hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs. You got to have ketchup on a hot dog.
You don't put mustard on a hot dog?
No, ketchup.
Oh, ew. What are you, four?
What? You put ketchup on just the ketchup things. French fries, hot dogs, hamburgers. That's it.
They made mustard for hot dogs, and they made relish and sauerkraut for hot dogs. Ketchup and hot dogs? No.
Sometimes eggs.
Ew. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes eggs. Eggs and ketchup is good.
Oh, God. You know, when I was a little girl and my dad was stuck cooking for me, he would make spaghetti, and he didn't know how to do anything else. So he'd make spaghetti, and he'd put butter and ketchup on it.
Oh.
I know. You as an Italian, you must be like, yuck.
Oh, I can't stand people that do. I know people who do that. You know, if they don't have enough spaghetti sauce, they'll put ketchup. Oh, makes me
No,
insane.
He didn't have spaghetti sauce. He didn't know about spaghetti sauce. No one told him.
Oh, he just used ketchup.
Well, he saw spaghetti. He wasn't a cook. My mother was always the cook. So he saw spaghetti and he saw something red on it and he thought, well, must be ketchup.
Oh, no.
So that's what I had to eat as a kid. So as a result, I don't like ketchup on anything except French fries. And even that, I'm just like, if you don't have mayonnaise, I'll take ketchup.
Mayo on French fries?
Yeah, it's a very New York thing.
Oh, that's not good.
But I know. It's our thing here in New York. First of all, you got to get the disco fries.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to put lots of cheese on it. Melt the cheese on it. And then maybe a little mayonnaise.
Up until 2-3 years ago, I had no idea what a disco fry was. But now I know what a disco fry is. And
because you lived on Long Island. When I think they were invented on Long Island.
Yeah, at diners, you can actually go into a diner and say disco fries and they know what you're talking about. They don't throw you out.
No, it's one of those off the menu things. And they're like, you're a New Yorker. You're on the inside.
And basically what disco fries is, if you don't know, it's big, thick steak fries covered in gravy and cheese.
Right. Lots of like cheddar cheese melted all over it.
With the gravy on top of the fries, then the cheese on top of the gravy.
Yeah. And then you just dip it in mayo and you're good.
What else do people put ketchup on?
Well, according to this survey, you're not alone with the hot dogs. I mean, I've judged you because I feel like you got to do mustard, but 85% of people say they put ketchup on a hot dog as well. 83% fries, because of course, 82% burgers. Now, 82% burgers. So what are the other 18%? What are they putting on their burgers?
People like all kinds of things. Mayo. Chili in the South is a big thing.
Chili on a burger?
Chili on a burger, which I've never heard of until I moved to the South.
Chicken nuggets, eggs, grilled cheese. Grilled cheese and ketchup? Oh, who are these people?
Oh, that's
smokers, obviously. People who smoke marijuana. And pasta is 9% used ketchup on pasta. So when I was a kid, my dad was in the minority.
Yeah, but when you think about it, ketchup is basically red sugar. When you break it down, it's pretty much you putting sugar on that hot dog or that hamburger. Not a big fan that I used to be of ketchup, but...
Right. But when I was a kid, they were like, it's practically a vegetable. There's your vegetable.
And I think schools, even today, consider it a vegetable. French fries and ketchup, that's your two food groups right there. You're done for the day. You throw pizza in there because pizza's got tomatoes in it, too.
Yeah, tomato sauce, of course. Wow, that's practically health food.
It's nutritious.